We haven't been able to get Lord us on yet, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Basically, this is a public hearing, first public hearing for the City of Mountain Park City Budget for 21-22. And Karen, do you want to just wing it till we get Lord us on here, and I'll keep an eye out for when she comes in?
Sure, and just make a note of any questions that you have, so that if and when she does join us, you can, we could go back and ask her the question that you had. Per the direction of council, I asked Lourdes to do not...
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if, just for the sake of, you know, because we're waiting on her to come around, why don't we do a little housekeeping real quick? Just an update for council. I am going to bring to the table next Wednesday night an agreement for the engineer that I met with. He and I met with Beazer today, and it was a very productive meeting. We're waiting to hear back from them. We think we may be able to come to a mutual agreement on how we can resolve this matter. So I want to get the agreement with Chuck Wilson from Snobble executed as soon as possible, and his fee was $400 for consultation. So you know, I want to get that taken care of next week and Wednesday at the work session. We'll move forward with that. So I look forward to hearing back from the two gentlemen, Tall and Mark, from Beazer, that came and joined us. And we had a good long conversation this afternoon, and we both agreed that we need to find some common ground here where we can both come out of this looking much better than we currently do. So,
did you show them all 5,000?
Oh, I had a slideshow presentation going
perfect.
The whole time. They were watching it the whole time.
Good.
So it was good.
Good.
They could help with these.
10,000 more.
All right. So with that said, was there anything else that we needed to bring up? Then we'll just move forward from here.
Did
y'all
Did you tell me where you wanted it? Okay, I was at a meeting, so I haven't seen that email. We'll do it in the morning.
All right, Karen, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get that out of the way. So we will now continue with the budget hearing.
Okay, so with the discussion that took place at the last meeting, where council had somewhat decided they wanted to contract with Roswell for fire, I went to Lourdes and I said, okay, this is not even a caretaker's budget. You're going to do what we spent and then take out everything for the Mountain Park volunteer and then add in the amount, and I gave her the contract amount, so that's reflected. There's no cost of living increase in here for any city employees, and it's based on the way she arrived at these numbers is she took 2021, the budget cycle that we're currently in, and she took the first 9 months of operation and averaged it and came up with the proposed 2021-22 budget. And so I don't know if you guys want to go through it line by line, but that's the way she arrived at these numbers. You'll look in the under the revenue section, the T-SPLOST, that's no longer included in there. We have had an audit ping, I guess you might say, that says we have to keep it separate. And while we were keeping it separate, we have to keep it in a separate fund itself, like the enterprise fund. So that'll be in a separate budget as well as fund, which it already was. Just going down, I'm not quite sure what I can see that's changed. The CARES Act, we got that last year or this year. There has been some additional funding that just came out. I tried to get on the webinar with the U.S. Treasury yesterday, twice, and both times were full. They've got another one that I've registered for, I think, next Thursday. We'll see if I can get on that one. I also know that GMA will be producing some webinars to kind of bring everybody up to speed. I was able to look and see what the allocation for the state, the county, and the city of Atlanta has been allocated. My question is, are they going to just take what's allocated for the county and kind of divide it up like they did the CARES Act?
Right.
And that one of the ways that money can be used is to fund additional personnel that was needed or fund any shortfall in revenue. So we'll have more information about that probably in the next 30 days.
Are you starting off with the general fund?
Yes.
All right, Lourdes, are you there? Please unmute yourself if you can. Yes, we can.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us? Lourdes, can you hear us?
That's a weird sound.
It is.
I hope it's not a hard drive. We better back up our mail.
Hey. We can, yes. You can't hear us. Okay. We're not muted, so I don't know what to tell you. Now we're muted next. Can you hear me? Turn your volume up. Unmute your computer. Can you hear me now? No? Well, guess what? You're doing all the talking, so hold on. No, it's something with her audio, because, yeah. All right, we're going to do that one. All right. All right, you need to mute your Zoom, because we'll get a double back feed from the phone and the computer, because we can hear you. You need to mute your Zoom feed. That?
Oh boy.
That. Mute your Zoom.
I put it in the chat. Let me just write it.
Yes, mute it.
Okay, got it.
Ah, I was going to say mute your computer.
Yeah. Mute your computer.
Done.
All right, yes, now we're not getting the feedback. Okay, can everybody hear Lourdes okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good. All right. Lourdes, Karen has already gotten started. Karen, you want to tell them where we are, and then she can pick up from there.
Yeah, Lourdes, I got all the way down on the revenue stream to the CARES Act. So if you will start up at the Georgia 911 fees.
Could I draw you back to the insurance premium?
Okay.
Just out of general curiosity, it's a fairly large line item, $46,000. What insurance is that?
Are they asking about insurance premium?
Yeah, it's row 17, or insurance premium 3162 for $46,000. I was just wondering what the general use of that insurance was.
No, tell her it's under revenue.
It's under general fund revenue. I'm sorry. I should have been clear on that.
It's okay.
Oh, there it is. 31.6200.
Yeah.
I was just curious what it was. It's such a large chunk.
Well, it's revenue. It's not extension.
Right.
It comes from the state.
Okay, that's...
Okay.
Can she hear you? What is that insurance premium that comes from the state derived from, is what he's asking.
Wait, can you just repeat the questions to me so I can know what they're saying?
Yes. What was the question?
He wants to know where that money comes from and the source.
Okay, he wants to know where that money comes from and what the source for that money is.
It's under revenue, it's insurance premium, 31.6200. Yeah.
All right, well, the insurance premium comes from two places. Every year in October, we get a payment from the state for premiums. And also into that account, there's every time that a life insurance policy is sold within the city limits, you get $15 every year. So the lion's share of that is what the state gives us, and that can be anywhere from, you know, $25,000 to $35,000 or $40,000 a year.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
Lourdes. Yes.
Can you hear us clearly?
I can now on Zoom.
Okay. Because I can see. Let me see if unmute unmute your Zoom again. I think I see a let me see if this will help. Can you hear us now? Not through the computer, right?
Is yours unmuted on your end?
It is. I'll mute it back though. I was hoping you could maybe hear us by unmuting on your phone from my end, but that didn't help. So we'll go with the phone.
Okay.
All right.
I also had a question on the building permits. We forecast that the revenue will be cut in half this year. Was that just being conservative? Because it doesn't seem to match the previous years.
That's based on
Yeah, 32.2100, building permit revenue. Last year was about 10,000, and this year we're forecasting roughly 5,600.
The way that I did the forecast for any expenses that go on throughout the year is that I annualized what we had got. I took the expenses or the revenues up to March 31st, that's 9 months, and then I annualized it to 12 months.
Okay.
And that's how I came up with the income and the revenue.
Okay.
Now there's some things like, you know, that you can't annualize because it's a one-time deal during the year a couple of times. But on those things that are regular payments every month, I annualize those.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? All right, Lourdes, please proceed. Karen, why don't you pick up where you left off? You pick up where you left off, and then she'll answer any questions we have.
Okay. So the $34.99 that was, as she stated, annualized for this year, that's a small amount because that only started in November. So that new amount that is greater, much greater, is based on a full 12-month collection, just based on what we've collected so far. Pool fees. She's proposed equal amounts to the pre-COVID numbers in hopes that we'll get back to the number where we were prior to. Boating permits, I think she probably increased just based on the sheer fact that the COVID kept people away, and probably likely a little bit slightly with the fishing as well. Fines and forfeitures. She based on the fact that because we've been increasing with our new code enforcement, that we feel like that the increase will be at least that.
And Karen, if I can stop you there. So I noticed that fines and forfeitures were significantly up, but I also noticed correspondingly our court expenses are up. Is that because they go hand in hand?
Our court expenses are up only because we have to pay the solicitor additional time to actually come to court.
But you, they were significantly up. My assumption is because
we had more court cases.
Yes, thank you.
Correct. You'll see that the civic building rental, she did not increase back to pre-COVID. And I think that's probably simply because people still are maybe a tad hesitant to do stuff indoors. But we'll see what happens going forward. I've got three so far for this year, so.
All right. Next page.
I believe the reimbursed for property damage was an insurance claim that came as a result of the, I think, the squad being damaged at the gas station. There is nothing in the 21-22
yes.
proposed budget.
That was it.
So that brings you total revenues to $539,279. So if we go through, you'll have to get her to address the revenue less expense portion of it and the net fund decrease. I'm assuming that's in the projected revenues versus the projected expenses. The capital outlay budget, I don't have a lot of familiarity with. I just don't.
But
I'm not sure where she got these numbers from.
It looks like what
the capital outlays budget.
So, Lourdes, it looks like what you've done is you've taken the projected surplus of $23,000, and because of the accounting rules, you have to allocate it where you think it may need to go or where it could go. Is that?
We have one line. Whenever we come up with what our revenue is, our expenses is.
Okay, but I'm sorry, we're still on the, we were just going through the capital outlays budget.
Okay, well, if you're off the general fund, on the revenue page?
Yes.
Okay, all of those amounts, the expenses, and the capital outlay, all are mapped out to the individual departments.
Okay.
So if you go to those departments, so if you see capital outlay for admin, go to the admin tab, and that'll tell you what exactly it is that the capital outlays for.
Gotcha. And that sort of leads to my next question, because I saw personnel costs were up roughly $28,000. But when I went to the admin page, I think what I'm seeing is you're really using most of that for contingency, correct? So it's not like Karen's going to be driving a Mercedes, another Mercedes. I get that. I guess what I'm asking about is if I hop over to the admin budget, I see the miscellaneous and contingency went up to $38,000. So that's how you're handling the overage?
It's always how we handle
the overage. Okay, thank you.
Could you explain to her that whatever she's doing when she muffles is greatly hampering the ability for everybody to hear?
She's putting it up to her. She's got it up to her ear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you put it up to your mouth. Don't put it quite as close to your mouth. It muffles it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
And enunciate.
The teacher.
Then my mom. No, mom, turn up your hearing aid. I'm enunciating fine. Okay.
All right. Any other questions? All right, let's keep going, Lourdes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you'll see the capital outlay there for $1,000 at the bottom. Mm-hmm. That's for a new accounting computer because I still don't have Excel open yet.
This is for her computer.
But we've been budgeting for it for 2 years. You need to buy it.
Buy the computer, for God's sake.
Okay. Everything on that page has been annualized. I put the year-to-date numbers there for you. And I just annualize them, just, you know, divided by 9 and multiply times 12 to get an annual amount. And the only times that that would be appropriate is like insurance, because insurance, you know, it's just, you know, in workman's comp, it's just a couple of times a year, so it's not going to be, it's not, we don't have to add more to it, much more to it. But every other number, with the exception of salaries, has been annualized.
Okay, could, Lourdes, could you explain to me the computer maintenance line, because that is $12,000, and I'm talking 50. Computer maintenance or repairs, it looks like
$1,000 per month,
which seems it seems a lot more than historically what we paid. Is that because
it's for IT that we've never spent?
This is true, and anybody that got an email from me telling you to go buy $300-$500 gift cards was not me.
I never knew you were a Nicaraguan prince.
Yeah. And I sell warranties for cars you don't know. All right, let's keep going.
The miscellaneous plus contingency, $38,879.
That's versus an accordion account. When we budget our income and we budget our expenses, because by law we have our revenues have to equal our expenses. So any differences are put into that account, because we can't plan for every single thing that can happen. I mean, think of 2009 or 2010. I forget which one it was when the flood hit.
Oh, 9, yeah.
And if we have a severe winter, and all the money we had to spend for salt that we had never had to spend before, the bad storms where it took down a few trees, and it's very pricey, so I don't know which line to put it on. So we can't anticipate every single thing. You know, if the truck breaks down irreparably, so we have that line off.
All right. Any other questions? Administrative budget.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask, why is there anything for salary increases?
He wanted to know why you didn't include a 3% increase for salary increases. Why did you not do that?
That was what I was instructed to do.
Okay.
You said not to. Just so we could get our heads wrapped around.
Yes, with all the new numbers. I did say that.
You did say that.
So
does that mean there won't be salary increases?
Well, it means that if it is included, you guys will have to...
We'll approve it and we'll amend the budget for it.
Or want to
right
include
now, we
it.
Have a lot of things up in the air that we're still trying to... Yeah, it's in the works, so... All right.
Thank you.
All right, keep going. Lourdes, keep going.
Okay.
So let's
move to the mayor section. Would that be okay?
Mayor and council.
That's the next section. Yeah, mayor and council.
Yeah.
Sorry, the tab says mayor. Yeah. Questions under mayor and council?
And you've got the education, the training is for next year's new council members if they're already, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Next.
Going back to administration, I forgot we did a budget for the election as well.
Yeah.
good. All right, next page, building, zoning, and planning. You've got an increase in the new officer, but that's due to his more efficient effectiveness, is that what that is?
That's actually a
Decrease, sorry.
Our new officer has to be extremely effective because he works less hours, but we get more income from his work.
Oh, good.
And so he's out there patrolling, it takes him less time to patrol, and he's finding more things to give citations on than the other one ever did. We don't know why that is.
Hey, you got a lot of very, I don't want to say distressed faces in here. Yeah, we know.
He's extremely diligent, let's just say that. There's only one thing he can't do that Craig Harper didn't do, which was, Karen can tell you what it was, we have our DO do it for us, which is just a couple of $1,000, but even with that, he's still a good deal.
Oh, it's not our DO, we're paying Integrated Science to do the help with the phase two annual MPDES report, annual report. They come out and they measure outfall, and it's really more along the lines of an engineering thing anyway. So we take that money and pay them out of that.
All right. I don't know, with the price of materials these days, a lot of people are starting to back off. That's I actually was part of a conversation I had earlier today. All right, anything else? Pending information, that's the training. All right, Lakes, Parks, and Recreation.
So the first thing is that it looks like the Aquascape contract line item seems a lot lower than previous years. Is that because they're doing less because our voracious fish are eating all the bad things, or is that just?
I thought they did
what it did with those things that require a contract for Aquascape, for the engineering company. I just went straight from the contracts. So that would be a Karen question or a council question as to what you guys contracted for.
Right. Yeah, I just gave her the contract, and I couldn't think of anything else to come out of that line item.
Okay. When you guys ask, can you please refer to the line item number?
08-22202.
Lakes, Parks, Environmental Rep.
Got it, thank you.
202,
That's very helpful, thank you.
Just as a side note, whatever weed that is over that footbridge, holy moly, that thing is taking over.
I'll get Chad to look at it.
It's in the water.
Oh, in the water.
Water weed, it's just like, my gosh.
Yeah.
You could almost walk on that. But
okay, we got an increase in the pool miscellaneous repairs, 299 and 220, I think is last.
Well, last year we hardly had any usage, and so now we're anticipating more usage, so more repairs. I asked Chad how he felt that everything was going on in the pool house, and those were the numbers that we came up with.
Excuse me?
Yes.
We already know we're facing a repair due to a leak. We don't know where it is yet.
Okay, so we've got a leak that we know we've got a repair that's coming due.
And also on the recreation, I went with, we talked to Chad and found out what he's looking for, a contract work that he's getting for the building that you guys are in right now. And he gave me a list of things like new gutters, the chimney, some work for the chimney, and some other items. And that's where that number came from, in addition to the regular maintenance he does there.
Under Lakes, Parks, and Rec?
Yeah, that's not under Lakes, Parks, and Rec.
We're under Lakes, Parks, and Rec.
The building?
City building? What line item?
The city building should be under building property.
Yeah. 601.
It's under 11-2201, the building maintenance.
That's not where we are.
Yeah. We set up a account that is maintenance on and building maintenance on a community building, so that when I pull those revenue, like those mini income statement for the community building, you guys can have a look at exactly what it's costing you to have that building. And so we have that different line item for that. We also have a different line item for maintenance on the pool building for the same reason, so that you guys could see the revenues and the corresponding expenses to run the pool.
Lourdes, we're kind of going down line by line, and it's getting really confusing to jump around, I think.
Sorry.
No worries.
Is your computer up yet?
It's up, but it's up.
All right, so let's see, where are we?
Well, we did pool miscellaneous repairs, lake surveys and studies, that's $15,000.
That was based on,
what we approved, right?
That was what you approved, but has not been signed because.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 13. But
yeah.
Was, okay.
Yeah.
So that may not be necessary, obviously.
All right. Anybody else have any other questions?
I'm going down to the Civic Building. There's a $2,000 line item, 0823600. For Civic Building rental management, do we have a rental manager, or is this just an allocation?
No, that's just the thing.
Ah, okay. So that's Kendra, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to have a manager, but she did the cleaning and the management. Mm-hmm. Now she doesn't do the management, so I just left the cleaning in there.
Okay. Thank you.
And this line item, 3601, Civic Building Maintenance and Repair. Is that what you were referring to earlier? Pressure washing, new gutters, roof painting, painting supplies?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Just wanted to make sure. Anybody else have any other questions?
That's good.
There is $10,000 you'll see in the spillway improvements.
Yeah, Garrett Dam Improvements, 1403. $10,000 improvements for the spillway. Includes evaluation.
And is that mostly engineering evaluation rather than actual repairs?
The spillway needs work. There are holes underneath. Chad was talking about.
Piers.
No, not the bridge. That's a separate thing.
Okay, so
this is the spillway,
which is over
by the dam.
Top of the Fisher Bridge.
Yeah, the Fisher Bridge.
Oh, there. Okay.
Because it's listed as Garrett. And not Cheerful.
Well, because it's coming from Garrett into Cheerful.
It's the Fishing Bridge.
Fishing Bridge. Okay, it is the Fishing Bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That was all right.
Yeah, it's over today.
So, you know, Karen, I never got the engineer in to look at the piers. So we know about the piers, right?
We do. I had the meeting scheduled with the guy at the state, and he canceled on me, and I still haven't been able to get that rescheduled. I just need him to come out here and tell me the basic specs so that I can advertise it.
Yeah, we need to know how bad it is.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Moving to public safety. Of course, the next question is going to be police contract services. You've got fire department and 911. Is that, that is just for fire department 911, that does not include any policing, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
And that's the only line item now that we're, at least in this budget, we're completely outsourced.
Yes.
Now, know this, that if the deal with Roswell, for whatever reasons, does not come to fruition, then we are still going to end up having to turn around and spend money, invest money in our fire department and our MPVFR to be able to reach a mutual aid agreement with Roswell. I don't know that it'll cost any more, I don't know that it'll cost any less than what we were looking at with Roswell. But the fact of the matter is, we have to have them to have the mutual aid agreement. So.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did she ever have a meeting and vote with her? Did her council people and vote one way or the other from what she said? From what she told you?
Here's what I will tell you today.
Okay.
Is that there has been another meeting. It did not include the mayor of Mountain Park or of Roswell. And it was held today, and we are still waiting on some definitive answers before we disclose any of that information. It was with the attorneys and with representatives from the sheriff's department, from Roswell Fire Police, our city administrator, and our attorneys, both for Roswell and for Mountain Park and for Fulton County.
Good, interesting.
So we're gonna leave it at that until we have more to say.
So we don't hear, Laura, I think that Betty and Lloyd went to visit with the fire department, and we aren't privy to that either.
I don't know. I had a different calendar. I did have a different date on my calendar. I'm supposed to meet with them tomorrow night.
Okay.
I think it's...
So it's early. It's early. Yeah. It's early. Okay. That's early.
Carol.
I had asked you previously about Roswell crediting us for this mutual service agreement, and you told me, maybe I misunderstood, that we had never gotten credit from Roswell for a mutual aid agreement. Because I asked, if we had the volunteer fire department, is that going to help reduce the cost of, you know, the service? And you said they've never given us any credit for mutual aid agreement.
No, they've not given us credit for having our own volunteer fire department. I understand the question.
She did say, I either heard it in one of her meetings or something, she did say that back when we had a strong fire department, that we were a lot of help to them in fighting fires and back in the day.
Okay.
I guess when John and, yeah.
And I want to ask Karen. Karen, what did she say in our meeting that the position of the Roswell Fire Department was where MPVFR was concerned?
They did, the meeting back then said they didn't need us. They were providing a mere training ground.
They were
for
just
us.
Calling us out to provide training for our volunteer firemen to give them the opportunity to actually participate.
And that echoes my conversations with the Roswell Fire Chief as
right.
well.
But I heard this, I wonder if I heard it from John, from Dane, that she had said early in the day when we were powerful and they got a lot of help from us.
Well, we
so
did. We did
that's
more
one reason
out.
She went up, because we weren't giving them any help, and that we weren't alive next door, and that's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, that's an ongoing discussion that we can have, you know, at another time.
Yeah,
that's
like a moot point to me.
Well, we certainly have.
Well, it kind of gives you an idea of why she raised us, and
yeah.
And I still don't understand why we would be expected to really help them out in the first place. But I guess she was satisfied and Jerry Wood was satisfied when we were strong.
They got a lot of new equipment to pay for. I don't know if y'all have been reading the news.
Well, anyway.
All right.
And then you have to hire the city administrator.
Any other questions about public safety? I do see that the insurance other than employee, that is going down a little bit. I was about to say, if we have got fewer firemen, we should be looking at a decrease in that amount.
It says zero.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. 21-22, there's nothing there.
31-00.
Yeah, there's nothing there under that line, under that column.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the year to date. I apologize.
No worries.
Sorry.
I should have brought my glasses.
Yeah. This is tiny, tiny print.
I know, it's weird. Okay. And I'm too old to read
all right, any other questions on public safety, capital outlays? Everything is pretty much blank. All right.
The police contract, I'm assuming that's only going through December, right? And then it's subject to change.
We have a agreement with Fulton County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And we do not have a police agreement with Roswell. No.
Not anymore. Okay.
No. So that will not change unless we start paying Roswell again.
Because I had understood that we were tentative to December and then we were going to go back to the
No, that was the conversation was we were trying to make sure that we had coverage throughout the end of this year. And then next year we would see where we went from there.
Okay.
We just need to make sure we have coverage today and tomorrow, and next year we'll do whatever comes up. All right. Sorry, I put the wrong way. What's the next?
Buildings and property.
Okay, sorry.
Everyone's favorite.
I'm going the wrong way. Here we go. All right. Anybody have any questions about buildings and property?
Yes.
All right, this first question.
Assistant maintenance wages, I know that we approved a helper for Chad, I know that that did not work out. Is it still in the budget? Can we advertise for a helper? His need hasn't changed, he still needs a helper.
Especially as it gets warmer. I talked to him about it the other day and asked him if he wanted me to get an article in the newspaper and on the GMA website, and I don't think he gave me an answer.
Well, I think.
He was trying to find somebody locally.
Good idea.
Somebody in town, so, before I did that.
Okay, yeah, because that was something, I just didn't want that to get away.
But he'll certainly be given what was approved.
All right, any other questions?
The wasting.
Anyone? All right, we can move to the next category. Roads and streets. Karen, you got anything you want to comment about this one?
The only thing I have to say is that, and I'm not sure if the T-Splosh, you know, we're going to be spending $360,000 on the first project out of the T-Splosh money.
364, I think, is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
For the culvert over on Russell Road. And I'm not quite sure where it's reflected. It doesn't.
It has to do a separate T-Splosh.
Okay. Right.
We had gotten some mixed messages from the auditing manager, and the auditing partner came in and said, no, that has to be carved out. It can't be in with your general fund. So I'm in the process of separating all that year inception to date right now.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
This is ditching. We have nothing under ditching.
No ditching?
No ditching. Oh, well.
All right. Next category. Municipal court. Do I see some increases here for the judge, solicitor, and for the court clerk? With these factors?
No.
Okay. Oh, these are your debates. Sorry, I'm reading this. I got it.
Yes, there is an increase in solicitor, but as Karen previously indicated, because
he's paid by the hour.
He's getting so busy generating revenue.
Yeah, because Witt's so efficient.
That's one way of calling it.
All right. Anything there? No. We'll keep going.
Now you're enterprise.
All right. Now we're going to enterprise fund, Lourdes. Okay, so it's basically just annualized?
Yeah, I checked the year to date and annualized it.
Okay, all right.
So can I ask Karen, do you anticipate any major Ardito-like expense? I know a lot of Ardito is, oh my God, we got a flood, but are there any major Ardito?
Shouldn't they have a separate line item? That was my question.
Every time I see their truck, I just see money and water flowing.
Well, you know, I'm going to say it again, because I say it every year, they've proposed y'all budget $30,000 a year for line upgrades instead of just reacting, being a little bit proactive. And you may want to look at that. I think it would be helpful when it comes to filling out our 10-year 10-year water and sewer audits, because they look at it and go, okay, well, how much did you do in upgrades? Well, nothing. You know, all we're doing is patching. And so I think at some point, you know, you might want to consider a capital improvement budget for maybe one zone or half a zone a year. And then that way, after 5 to 10 years, well, 6 zones, 10 to 12 years, you've upgraded, you know, and you might actually reduce the amount that you're paying just for them coming out and digging up and finding and patching and...
Putting band-aids on bullet holes.
Yeah. So, you know, that's just something to consider if anybody's interested in that study, that estimate. I'm happy to send it out. I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of cost differential.
Didn't he come out and give us a proposal?
He did. At one point? He did.
Must have been over the summer, because I don't think I was here. Yeah.
I don't think it's that much. It was just for, I think what he proposed was for a section of Birdland. Yeah. And it was for like less than 40, was it not?
Yeah, but that, apparently there's some weird junction arrangement over there.
Oh, okay.
That keeps blowing out because it's only been patched. And it needs basically the whole thing to be torn out and the right thing put in.
Right.
And it was 37, I think.
I know when I was talking to the consultant with Fulton County, when we were going through the qualification on the CDBG, this funding cycle, she said, you know, if you had an estimate for 36 or 40, I would count on it being 65 or 70 in actuality. Wow. So you just may want to budget some money in each year and see what you can actually get done, and over time you're actually replacing all of your system.
How does council feel about that?
Let's get the services out of the way and then we can look at budgeting.
Yeah. Well, but this is a separate budget. Yeah. This has nothing to do with that general budget.
What I'm saying is, until we know how much money we're going to spend on services from what with Roswell, still coming out of the same pot.
No.
This comes out of the enterprise fund, which is money generated by the sale of water.
Water and trash. You brought us through this at one point in time.
Oh, that sounds like free.
In my history, I would be much more comfortable hiring a professional consultant outside of Ardito to look at our entire system and say, okay, guys, you've got a $700,000 problem that could be fixed over a 10-year time frame, and then we could budget for that. And I'm playing with numbers here, but my concern is by keeping everything with Ardito, we don't, even though he knows, and now it's starting to come back to me, the issue is, Ardito is the only one that really knows our system.
Yeah.
And so you can bring in a professional. I don't know.
He could meet with a consultant and tell them what we have at various places, whether it's copper or whatever, but there's a certain material, and it's escaping me right now, that Ardito recommends if we start replacing, we use this, and it's the primary reason is so that you can detect it. Is it ductile? It's ductile.
Right.
So that way it will actually pick up on detection.
Right.
Now you can pay a consultant to come in and tell you how much it's going to cost for you to repair it with that material. And then we bid that process out. Or we could, you know, Chuck is an engineer. I understand your hesitancy, but I feel like in the end you may end up paying more.
Yeah. Legally, can we sole source could be $500,000 project?
No. But I'm just not, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not so sure that you want to spend the amount of money on an engineer to tell you what needs to be done when we could utilize his service to put together an RFP to put it out for bid.
We already have an engineer.
We have several engineers. Engineers have various. Various engineers have.
Tell us what to do. We just have to let's all spend the money on outside help. We just need to spend the money. We know what we need to do.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking at water sales under, let's see if I can get this number, 34.4210. It's a minute amount, but in 16 and 17 and 18, it was at 128,000. And we got the proposed budget for 117,000. Is that because we've reconfigured our water?
Yes.
Rates.
And was that really the best thing that we could do in retrospect when we are so tight on our budget? I mean, we can't go back and redo that, can we? I mean, it just, it's a fairly big difference now that I'm looking at it. I thought it was 120, but now I see it's 128 and it's down to 117. It's, we're going the wrong direction with that, is all I'm saying. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know if there's anything to be done. Is it rectifying?
Yeah, or to speak up. Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Difficult to
understand.
But then average it out.
Take the phone out of your mouth, Porter. Thank you. No. Oh, okay.
What is the online 723855 sanitation contract labor of $45,000? What is that?
Waste pro.
I'm sorry? Oh, thank you. I'm thinking water and this is trash. Gotcha.
All right, any other questions?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The depreciation that we're taking, that $36,000 a month, how much longer does that go?
Depreciation is a non-cash expense. Where does this $34,000 go to? Does it go to a holding account for us to pay for repairs or?
Within a couple thousand dollars.
Enterprise, is about $280,000, or $270,000, and general fund is about $530,000, which is roughly flat to what last year was. So it looks like, and I'm putting words in your mouth, but it looks like if this is the approved budget, we will not need to increase taxes. We may need to tweak millage depending on what the values are, but this budget would not lead us to require tax increase of our citizens.
Well, when you say tweak...
No.
When you say tweak the millage rate, you're talking about increasing taxes if you need to adjust that up even one little bit.
Right.
That's a tax increase.
Right, but...
But what I think you're saying is it'll depend largely on what your digest is.
Exactly.
That's what determines how much you collect based on the current millage rate.
Right where it is, the digest
right. Will right. And they flow.
Right.
But basically, this is a revenue neutral flat budget from last year. Thank you. And incorporates the increased cost of doing business with Roswell, but leaves MVP, non-park volunteer fire department, kind of out in limbo.
Correct.
That'll be interchangeable depending on the outcome of the negotiation.
And of course, this
just
is no...
trying to recap for those at home.
This is no set in stone. It's just simply numbers that everybody kind of wanted to see based on the what-ifs of contracting with Roswell and not doing MPVFR.
Right.
This is in no way a reflection of what's going to happen, but you guys wanted to see numbers and the people wanted to see numbers, and so here it is.
All right. Any other questions? Anybody have any comments or anything? No. All right, first of all, thank you, Lourdes, and thank you, Karen, for working on this budget and getting this budget put together for the council. Our next budget hearing is the 19th.
It is. It's scheduled for 6:00. If you think you need another hour to talk about it with yourselves, otherwise it's going to be on the agenda anyway at 7:00.
We're going to the work session.
So if you want to meet at 6 and then talk about it and again at 7, or would you rather just, do you feel like you have your heads wrapped enough around it so that you can go into a work session and talk about it and engage citizens?
At 7:00.
At 7:00.
Without doing it at 6:00.
I'm up for 7:00.
7:00?
7:00.
7:00?
Yeah.
All right, so let's drop 6:00.
Okay, perfect.
And we'll go into the City Council work session on the 19th at 7 p.m. with a budget line, with a line that says budget.
Okay.
With an agenda item that says budget. All right, Lourdes, do you have anything else you want to add? All right. Thank you for your time. Go buy a computer. All right. Thank you and good night.
Thank you.